Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Reverend Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Layman Miles.
You know,
yeah.
Now that I've become a reverend, I don't know if I can make fun of you for saying that you're you're Layman Miles.
That's right.
Yeah. Evidently you lay men, huh, Miles?
No.
That's always been a funny word in the church, I think. You
yeah.
Because the whole shunning of homosexuality, that they would have a term called layman, and apply it to just about everybody in the church.
Well, you have to say.
What's that?
Ministers do more than lay people.
So. I'm still waiting for that wedding. You know, no one's getting married that has contacted us or anything. I'm ready to do the marriage, the wedding.
What if, like, same-sex marriage, too? Would you do that?
Yes, I would.
Like, you and another guy, I mean? Like,
me and another guy would get married?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wouldn't get married to another guy.
Oh, okay.
But I certainly would perform the ceremony for a homosexual couple.
I just want to see if you were open to that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I don't know if that goes against the doctrines of this place, but I think it's just a free-for-all, if you ask me.
Hey, why not?
Yeah. I mean, it's not Catholic or anything.
Why not?
It's, you know, barely a real church if it'll let me in and be ordinated or whatever.
Yeah.
Barely a real church. I mean, it's just some kind of tax shelter, I think.
Why not?
But, I would do the same-sex thing, sure.
Okay, I was just, you know, seeing where you're at with it, you know.
Oh, no, I'd invite that. I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Now we'll probably get a flood of things here.
Yeah.
Me, you know, I'll be booked from here till,
2020. You might be.
Here to 2020 or something like that.
Who knows?
I was thinking, you know, I told you I was going to do these spiritual pieces at the beginning of each show.
Yeah. Were you really serious, though?
Yeah, no, I was serious.
Oh, shit. All right, here we go. Right.
And I had one in the back of my head, and I've totally forgot it. So,
Since you've forgotten it.
No, wait, I got something else, though, to replace it. You know, it's going to be it's a very quick one. Don't get all upset. All
right, well, I'm not upset yet.
Yeah. You know, it's not bad whenever you masturbate, as long as you're not thinking about God.
Oh, the hate mail. The hate mail is going to be coming in now.
So, I just want you know, it's okay.
I just want to let you know that was Bob Lament who said that. It was not Miles Title who said that. Two separate people. I didn't say anything about God and masturbation in the same sentence.
That's my little spiritual lesson for today.
Yeah.
If you're going to masturbate, just don't be thinking about God.
Yeah.
It's not dirty. Well... No. It's not dirty in this, you know.
Yeah.
In any spiritual sense, it gets dirty, you know, kind of when you finish up every once in a while.
Yeah.
But you know, as long as you're prepared.
Yeah.
Not thinking about God, got a couple tissues, whatever you need, everything will be fine. All
right.
So that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Wow, that was. I don't know, man. That was so insightful.
You know, I mean, just, you know.
I don't know, so much emotion and so much information.
So what were you going to say?
I just was going to say I've kind of started writing another song for our album we're putting together.
Oh, yeah?
Because, you know, I came up with that first song a few weeks ago called, you know, Kill That Guy from the U of I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was kind of like a Violent Femmes kind of rip-off, I suppose.
Hey, do a little bit of that for us right now.
I don't know if I should.
Right. Come on.
All right, I will. Okay, you know. Come on, 2, 3, 4. Kill that guy from the U of I. Please, please, please don't ask me why. Kill, kill, kill that guy from the U of I.
Yeah, it sounds a little more Bee Gees to me.
You think? Yeah, I've changed it a little bit.
A little bit high.
Well, my next song.
Uh-huh.
I won't go too far into it because I don't want people to steal it.
Sure.
But it's more like a Foo Fighters kind of thing. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Here it goes. Okay. Your love is like orange juice, freshly squeezed. It's good for me. Your love is like orange juice. in a can from a tree. What do you think?
I like everything but the singing.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that guy from, like, I can't think of the old group. We're going up to the country.
Oh, the President of the United States, the Peaches song?
No. It's not. Yeah, I know. See, I thought people were going to think about Peaches when they heard this. But my oldest boy was just, you know, saying some gibberish about orange juice or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
Daddy, you're like orange juice. And I thought, wow, this is how Lucy in the Sky was written, man.
Daddy, you're like orange juice?
You know, Julian Lennon, you know, drew a picture, and John Lennon looked at it and said, what, Lucy in the Sky with diamonds? Look at it.
Yeah.
That's how that song was written, so yeah. I thought I could write this orange juice song.
It sounds good so far.
Yeah, it's for our album.
Maybe if somebody else sings it, it'll be all right.
You know?
Maybe we got to hire a professional singer.
I thought we could call that hurts when you say that. I thought the album could be called, like, you know, Bob and Miles, In Love, you know, or something. You know, think of, like, love songs or something.
Oh,
know?
Okay, like Smooth Love or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Like one of those TV records, like Air Supply or something?
I mean, we've got two songs. We've got Kill That Guy from the U of I.
Right.
And now we've got Orange Juice.
Orange Juice.
We only need, like, 8 more songs. We've got an album.
Only 8 more?
Because the albums are, what, 10 songs, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Depending on how long the tracks are and all.
If anyone knows how to play music, like guitar or something, and they want to, like, do, like, the music for this, they can.
They can do it, because I can't. Because
I won't be all uptight like Metallica or anything. I mean, you can borrow a little bit of it. I mean, I just want to, you know, a little cut of the action. But.
Sure.
So if anyone wants to work on that song and get back to us, please email us.
Yeah, yeah.
Your love is like orange juice. What's going on?
Somehow I can. I think there's a line in there that says, tangy on the tip of my tongue. Why'd the cop have to tell me you were so young? I don't know. That comes into my head. It doesn't really follow your tune there, but it fits the orange juice thing, doesn't it?
You're pulpy. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, anyway, speaking of fruits.
Yeah.
Isn't oranges a fruit?
Yeah.
My neighbor has a plum tree.
Okay.
Now, why in the hell a person would want to plant a plum tree in the middle of the city is beyond me.
He actually planted this.
Oh, like years ago.
Okay.
It's been producing fruit for as long as I've been here, so it's a rather old plum tree, I believe.
All right.
So this is my neighbor that I've talked about previously. I told you he was my special neighbor, special
yes.
condition.
This is the guy that had the fire, right?
Right, exactly. Did I talk about that to him?
Yeah, that he had the fire and they haven't yet fixed the house or something.
Yeah, it's still in process. I'm so aggravated. But anyway, I don't even want to get into that story there. That just pisses me off beyond belief.
Yeah.
But this plum tree. Okay, well, did I ever explain exactly why he's special?
I think you kind of touched on that a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's got, like, severe head injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in a car wreck, and he got his noggin split open, and he's never been right since.
Right.
And so, so he's got this plum tree, and he goes around and he picks up all the plums every day because they fall off the tree.
Up?
Well, they fall off, yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't pick them off the tree for whatever reason. They have a plum tree.
Wait. He doesn't pick them off the tree. He lets them fall to the ground.
Correct.
Okay.
And then he picks them up.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if he eats them or not. I've never seen him eat them.
Is he making wine or something? Or what is he?
No, no.
What does he do with these?
Well, this is what I'm getting to.
Uh-oh.
Now, you'll find them all over the immediate neighborhood because the squirrels love to eat them.
Yeah.
But they, like, take, like, 2 bites and then leave the thing to sit there in the sun all day. And then you gotta, like, flick it. It's all over my deck. I gotta flick them off the deck.
Yeah.
And they hit him with a lawnmower and try to shoot him back into his yard.
Yeah.
But anyway, what he's been doing with him lately is he's got this new pet.
Yeah.
He's got this very old milk crate that's made of wire. It's not the plastic one. It's a wire one.
Right.
So it's really old.
Yeah.
And he's got a box turtle.
Yeah.
So he's got this box turtle in this milk crate.
Yeah.
That he can't get out, you know.
Right.
There's no escape for this poor box turtle. I've talked to my wife on more than one occasion about, like, springing the box turtle from the cage, but, you know, I'm afraid the guy, like, freak out, you know, if he caught me or whatever. Because even though they can't, you know, the house is burned. It's not like a shell or anything. It still looks like a regular house from the outside, but inside it's burned.
Yeah.
He's still there quite a bit, you know, more than you're supposed to be, if you know what I mean.
Right.
If your house burns.
Yeah.
You don't have any electricity or any phone or any utilities. And so he's got this pet turtle in the backyard. And I basically have been spraying my sprinkler on it every night because I'm afraid it's, like, totally dying over there. So, like, I set my sprinkler for, like, a really wide pattern to spray over on this. What?
Can I interrupt? Did he buy this, or is this something he found? Or
I think he found it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I think he said I think he told me he found it in the alley one day.
Oh, Jesus.
And so he's saving this turtle. His words. Saving this turtle.
Yeah, from...
From,
what?
Getting run over by a car, I guess. I
get it. Yeah, if that was my choice, I'd take the car.
If he was a little bit more coherent and verbal, he probably would say, I'm saving it from the same fate that I've been dealt. But, anyway, so he's been putting plums in with the turtle to eat.
Yeah.
At first, the turtle was just stuck in the grass. Right. No water.
Yeah.
No, just no food other than the grass sticking up through the wires.
Yeah.
So I've been training my sprinkler to get over there and hit him, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah.
So then he's been putting his plums in there now lately.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't know how long a turtle can sustain life on a diet of plums. You know this. This turtle, you know, it's either going to jump up a level in intelligence, like Darwin's theory of, you know, skipping or whatever.
Does he leave us outside all the time?
Oh, yes, 24/7.
So maybe you could do a mercy
thing. Run it over with a car?
You could you'd be like Greenpeace and let the thing go.
That's what I wanted to do. But actually, I went to do that before this whole plum thing.
Yeah.
And my neighbor talked me out of it because I saw him in the alley.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to go spring the turtle. And he's like, no, that's the only thing he's got going. Give me all this cry crap. And then he
said, wait, so another neighbor talked you out of doing
this. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And not only that, but he said, but he's there. So don't go in there because he'll go off on you.
Yeah, that's true.
So I didn't go in there. I didn't spring the turtle. I've just been spraying it with water every night.
Yeah.
You know, it's been hot.
And,
so he's got this plum. So he's been putting these plums in there. Well, you know, about a week and a half has gone by. And I look over, and the turtle is essentially crammed in a corner because there's so many fucking plums in the basket that he can't even move.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is he going to eat his way out of this? I mean, what's...
Oh,
and so I was like, maybe he'll put so many plums in, the turtle will be able to just crawl over the top. So I don't know, the plums are starting to ferment. I can only imagine this drunk box turtle over there going, you know, I love plums. I love plums. I don't know how at this point you can distinguish between the plums that are decaying and the turtle's poop.
Yeah.
There's no difference, you know what I mean? It doesn't even move the cage around, you know.
And here you are getting it all wet.
Yeah.
You're speeding along the fermentation.
I'm getting it all wet, yeah. So, I mean, I'm basically...
Jesus.
It's like, you know, in prison, the prisoners put fruit rinds in their toilet to ferment them to make alcohol.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they're, like, pissing the sink and stuff.
I didn't know that.
And I'm basically fermenting helping the fermentation process for this poor little drunk box turtle now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of accent a box turtle has, but anyway. So yeah, I've totally just blow, you know, I'm not going to spring this poor turtle. I'll wait till the plums get it to the top, and maybe he'll be smart enough to crawl out. So
why don't you do the right thing and let's let that son of a bitch go?
Well, I'd like to, but the guy is like always there.
Why don't you have your wife distract him in the front?
Well, the only thing is he runs from my wife.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you go over with some cookies or something?
Yeah.
Distract him, and your wife sneaks over and lets the turtle go or
yeah,
something.
Maybe I'll get her to do that. I feel kind of bad. I mean, I really do. I like animals. I'm a
yeah.
I'm a reverend, for Christ's sake.
I don't know.
So I think, you know,
why don't
I should
you just
go
preach to him, say, let the fucking turtle go, pal.
Well, there's no logic here, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with Spock, for Christ's sake. It's not like I can sit over there and play that kooky triple-tier chess game with him, you know, that they had on Star Trek. Well, T'Pau tells me that turtles are sacred animals on Vulcan.
You've got, like, Beaker from the Muppet Show.
Yeah. Essentially, I've got Beaker on the Muppet Show with a big gash on his forehead. You
oh,
know,
Jesus.
Anyway.
Quick story for you. Do I have time for a quick fart story?
Sure.
So, my rear view mirror fell off of my car.
Because you farted so loudly? Or
no, no, I don't know why. This thing just fell off. I have an old car. And so I had
it's not the Beretta, is it?
I no longer have the Chevy Beretta, no.
Man.
I have a different vehicle.
Yeah, okay.
The Cadillac Eldorado.
Yeah, the Cadillac
Eldorado. But anyway, I knew of a place that could fix it, so I had to get there, you know, before work. You know,
you couldn't fix your own rearview mirror problem?
Huh?
Couldn't you fix your own rearview mirror problem?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I went to a place that could glue it back on.
All you do is you go to Walmart. You go over to the automotive section. You get some crap on there, and you stick it back on.
I let the professionals do it, okay?
All right, all right.
For $6, I figure they can do it.
How much?
Huh?
How much?
It was like $6.
Oh, well, then you know what they did?
They put glue.
Walked out, got the $3 repair kit, stuck it on.
$6. That's not the point. That's not the point of the story.
Took them like 2 minutes. $6.
I take off early to get this done before work.
Oh, jeez.
I have to skip
taking off work for a $6 repair. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had time to really take my morning BM like I like to.
Oh.
So I got some gas brewing. And I'm ripping them off in the car. And,
oh, my God.
The place is probably about a good 5 minutes from my house, you know. Yeah. Basically, you know.
Listen to the tuba music on the way.
Stars and Stripes Forever, yeah. I pull up, I park, and I go in there and I tell the...
Did you air out the car?
Huh?
Did you air it out?
No, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I go in there and I'm talking to the lady that runs the place, and she's like, I can have a guy out there in just a minute, and it'll take, you know, just a minute to get it on. And
yeah,
blah,
no
blah,
kidding.
Blah.
He's got to run over to the automotive aisle and
yeah. So
pick up that $3 tube of goop.
That's not the point of the story, though. I just don't get all upset about it. All
right.
So I run out to the car because I'm like, well, I better go get my checkbook and just make a check early.
My $6 check.
Well, I did. I didn't have any money on me. Right? I'm not like you. I'm not rich, okay? So I open up the car door, and I nearly pass out from this fart that has been trapped in the car. It's like a shit-absorbent seat that has absorbed the fart. I'm like, oh, my God.
The charcoal filter has all been full up for days, and you never replaced it.
I open up both doors, and I'm, like, fanning the doors. As best I can, because I have this anxiety because the guy's coming out any minute to fix this thing. I'm like, oh, shit. You know?
You should have just not done anything, and then when he got out, open your car and go, geez, guy, what's wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
My kid got sick in the car yesterday.
I don't know. Hopefully, I don't know. Maybe the guy didn't detect it because he didn't say anything. He's like, okay, you're all done.
Bob, my name's Bill. I've been putting on your river bill. He's all stopped up.
He's got his nose pinched. Hey, we're all done here. An extra $6 for the steak, all right?
You know, I could take care of that with some fine scents from the old rug shampoo machine over here.
Pepe Le Pew to the front, please. Pepe Le Pew to the front.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. You. I thought I shit my pants.
You. You should can that stuff and sell it to Spencer Gifts.
Oh, man. I felt bad, you know?
You should feel bad putting people through that kind of abuse.
But maybe the guy earned his money, according to you, so I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think earning $3 for 2 minutes of work on the rearview mirror in a fart-filled cabin is really worth it.
It's not worth it. I quit.
I'm surprised you haven't had a song about your farts or your bowel movements. You should be working on one of those.
I'll make the next story for our song for our album. We'll have it.
Oh, my... Bowel movements are a bit runny.